live export ship carrying 400 buffalo from the Northern Territory is being unloaded in Haiphong, Vietnam. Standing on the dock and watching the process very closely is Sam Bush Blennessy, the chairman of the Northern Land Council.
We're here watching buffalo getting unloaded onto the truck. Yep, one coming down now. Hopefully we'll see more next year.
The trade with Vietnam has turned buffalo into a valuable commodity, and there are now many who want to cash in by getting access to the massive herds of wild buffalo that are roaming Arnhem Land. The Northern Land Council is cautious. It wants to make sure that Indigenous communities in the region get a fair share of the wealth and also get an opportunity to create a sustainable industry. NLC Executive John Christofferson.
I think there's potential for Aboriginal people to become involved in this trade, not as a third-party interest, but as front and centre of the whole buffalo industry chain. I mean, in the short term, you have to understand that there's going to be other people that are going to muster and turn the buffalo off. I would like to think that in the future, when we look at setting up infrastructure with a domestication program, all those sorts of things, that we will be front and centre in all of that.
Because, as you say, there are a lot of buffalo in Indigenous-held lands of the Territory. How much interest is out there in the Indigenous communities to be a part of something like this?
Aboriginal people have been part of the pastoral industry for many, many years. I think there's still a desire for that to continue. However, we are now, with land management issues and the degradation of land by buffaloes, there's two issues that we have to look at. That is land management and the maximum utilisation of the buffalo, not just shooting them to protect the environment, but perhaps mustering them, turning them off and developing an income.
I noticed one of the annual culls out in the Arafura swamps actually been cancelled to potentially make money out of buffalo instead of shooting them.
Yeah, well, that needs to be looked at further.
Yep.
I understand the need to protect the swamp. It's an important swamp for many reasons, for traditional owners, ecologically and culturally. So that needs to be protected. We need to do the management of the buffalo in that area at a sustainable level. And that means ecologically sustainable, economically sustainable, and socially cultural sustainable. So I'd like to think that when we get back after our full council meeting, we will be on the ball, have somebody out there talking to people about how we can maximise the return on those buffalo.
We're standing here around buffalo from the Territory. Are you happy with how they look and how they're being treated?
They look healthy enough to me. They're treated reasonably well. There's a couple of little things that maybe need to be addressed, you know, like slippery run chutes or something like that. They're little things that can be fixed up, but the overall health of the buffalo is looking good.
The Northern Territory's Minister for Primary Industry and Land Resource Management is Willemstra van Holter. He's keen to get Indigenous communities involved in the buffalo trade because he can see a number of economic and environmental benefits.
Oh, look, I think there are a couple of really important points here. And one is that buffaloes are feral and they do cause a lot of damage to the landscape. So we have to work out with the Land Council and the traditional owners just how they want to involve themselves in this buffalo industry. Either we're going to get rid of all the buffalo out of particular areas because of their sensitivity, or we're going to have a sustainable harvest. So that's the first thing. But the next thing, of course, is we're very keen for, and we've always said this, about getting regional and remote parts of the Northern Territory up and running as far as their economy goes. And these are opportunities with our buffalo to have real jobs in real businesses, making real wages, and that's got to be better than what's going on out there now, which isn't a heck of a lot.
Is the trade at risk if buffalo can't be accessed out of Arnhem Land?
Oh, look, we've always touted ourselves as stable suppliers of all sorts of livestock, and buffalo is one of those, and that's why we're working very closely now with the NLC and TOs to make sure that we can have a continuity of supply into Vietnam. Look, I think the Vietnamese understand that it's difficult logistically to get the buffalo. Sometimes there aren't going to be as many as they would like, but we have to work all together to make sure that we've got the best possible outcomes we can from the buffalo that we've got.
Mr. Willemstra van Holter, thanks for your time in Haiphong.
Always a pleasure. It's on a cold, rather wet day over here. It's a bit of a far cry from where we would have been in Darwin at about 34 or 35 degrees today.
And look at these buffalo. I might just try ending the story, seeing if I can pat this fella on the head here. So he could come out of the wild, you wouldn't know. Not quite, Minister. He just shied his head only slightly.
But one of the nice things is that these buffalo are actually quite calm. Now, we're standing in amongst, I guess there's probably 100...
There's 100 plus here.
In this stall. They're all got their heads in the feed a lot. There's a couple over there sort of having a bit of a look at us. But these guys are really calm. They're in good nick. They've been dehorned correctly. You can see all that's gone on. This is what is very important, that we work on these animal welfare outcomes as well. Make sure that we're doing the right thing. Make sure our supply chain is doing the right thing. But also just to let the traditional owners know that the animal welfare aspect is covered.